Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Nun Dalet, mitzvah number 54. Again, a mitzvah upon Beis Din, as many of these mitzvahs at the beginning of Mishpatim are, in that, Ve'ilah Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneyan. This is the put to place in front of the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, but a lot of them are incumbent upon Beis Din to enforce. So today we have the mitzvah of Geneva, not the Isser of stealing, that's later in the Torah. On the Isser of Geneva and Gazela, that's not this mitzvah. And not the Isser that it says in Seres HaDibris, as we've spoken about, Lo Signovo, that's the Isser of kidnapping, stealing people. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah upon Beis Din to judge properly all cases of Geneva. Right, that's what the Torah says. I'm sorry, just one point. I forgot to mention yesterday, at the end of the mitzvah, another reason, I had it in front of me, but I forgot to mention it, Rav Hirsch, on yesterday's mitzvah about Bor, why a person is putter, if a person, the Baal HaBor is putter if a person falls into their pit and dies. So we mentioned yesterday that he should have looked himself. But Rav Hirsch on that pasuk says, maybe it's an idea that we've said in other contexts. It's so bad what the person did, so then paying for it is not going to be a kapara. That's why you're going to be putter. It is only a question of replaceable goods. Shor v'chama represent all living replaceable property, which would include all animals and in the first rank the human body in a sound condition. Bor brings responsibility for the death or injury of animals and for injury to persons. Human life does not come in the category of replaceable or compensatory goods. A human life destroyed by somebody's property being insufficiently protected casts a deeper guilt on the one who brought it about. So that's what he says. It's similar to Kasher Zomam Alo Kasher Asa, because if it's Kasher Asa, it's so bad, giving all the children to Molech. The example of that we gave on the in the past, but just that refers goes on the list. I'm sorry, I just forgot to mention that yesterday. Okay, so back to the mitzvah today. It's a mitzvah upon Beis Din to judge all cases of Geneva. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ladun Bedini Haganav. All the elements of a ganav, kamosha kasub b'parsha, ki yignov ish. As the psukim say, it's one pasuk here in Mishpatim. Ki yignov ish shar o chamo, or shar o seh. If somebody steals an ox or a seh, utvacho o micharo, and shechs it or sells it, chamisha bakar yishalem ta'achaz ashar, ba'abartzon ta'achaz aseh. This is a detail, but from the detail, we learn the general rule. That one is chayav for stealing. If one is caught, so then one has to pay double. We know that from elsewhere. That's called kefel. And if somebody shechts or sells the ox or sheep that they stole, so then they have to pay 4 for the sheep and 5 for the ox. But all those details regarding a ganav is included in this mitzvah. V'inyan haganeva hu, haloka. In a ganeva hu, what is the definition of a ganeva? Halokeach davar mamon chaveiro mi beso. O mikiso, if somebody takes something from their friends, from his wallet, from his house, be'eshelo yira balabais v'yedan, he doesn't know about it. V'chol kayotzi bazeh. That is laws of a ganav. So we've mentioned in the past, but now to go through it a little bit more, and that is, there's a difference between geneva and gezela. The pashtus is, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that one of them is out in the open. That's how we usually understand it. One of them is out in the open, and I just hold you up. That's gezeila. Geneva is I go in stealth. I go at night. And that's why the Gemara says in Baba Kama, daf ayin tes, that only ganav pays kefel. A gazlan who stole out in the open does not pay kefel. Why? They're both bad. But says the Gemara, ze hishva kavod eved l'kvod kono, v'ze lo hishva kavod l'kvod kono. Right, but the gazlan, he doesn't care about anybody. He doesn't care about God. He doesn't care about people. So he's bad, but it's all in a certain way. But a ganuf cares about people. He doesn't care about God. So his hierarchy is messed up. So that is why he's even worse. Kaviyachol asa ayin shalmata kiilu eino roa, v'ozin shalmata kiilu eino shomas. So that's on the surface how you would be bechalik between geneva and gezela. But the achronim go a little deeper. And that is, there seem to be differences between geneva and gezela, especially in the Shitas HaRamba. But not only in the Shitas HaRamba. Number one, we saw, the Gemara says in Ezehu Neshech, on Daf Samach Aleph at Bamitzia, there is a concept called Gonev Almanas Lameikat, stealing for fun. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Chaf Beis. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this, stealing for fun. Let's say I go over to somebody and just steal their pencils. I just want to annoy them. I'm going to give it back in an hour. So the Gemara quotes that is Aser Doraisa. Lo Signov includes that. And the Ritva quotes it. And the Rambam quotes it in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Isser of Geneva, which we're not going to get into the Isser, we're not going to read it now, but the Rambam quotes that. Even though it's not quoted by Gezela. Nowhere in the Rambam or in the Gemara do you have that Gezela is also subject to this, even though you're going to give it back. You can give it back. Why should this be included? It doesn't matter. That is one point. You only find that according to Amnas Lameikat by Geneva and not by Gezela. Number two, in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses the difference between Geneva and Gezeila in the beginning of Hilchos Neiva and Hilchos Gezeila, and the Rambam has a focus, also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, on the fact that Gezeila is going to be Pater Mimalkus because it's Lav Anitim L'Tashlumin. Because you can pay back. You can pay back. That's why you're not going to get Malkus. He doesn't have such... Even though that's true by Geneva, he doesn't focus on it. He doesn't mention that in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That, oh, you're not going to get Malkus because it's a Lav Sheh, Lav Anitim L'Tashlumin. So what does that tip us off? There are this part of a larger framework, but these two ideas, plus a lot more, tips off Reb Chaim and other Achronim to suggest that there's a much more fundamental chilek between Geneva and Gezeila. Geneva is focused on the Maisa Geneva. The Maisa Geneva, focus, the act is abhorrent. Gezeila is more focused on the Hefsin Mamon. That's why by Geneva, even if you're going to pay back, it's still going to be Aser. Go to Maslamekat. But that's why by Gezeila, you're not going to get Malkus, because Nitan L'Tashlumen, you're able to pay it back. That reflects that it's all about the Hefsin Mamon. And if you're going to pay back, you're not really causing such a loss. Okay, but this is what, if you want to see where this is quoted, this is the Rav Soloveitchik has this in Rishima Shiurim, the beginning of Perek Meruba, which is all about these halachas. Shechilak chalos din Geneva, mechalos din Gezeila. Gezeila chala b'chol ofan sh'adam echan ma'akiv mamon chaver b'rshu sovein ha'machziro. V'yalva v'shalhozi yas ha'mamon mershus b'aylam nechshav gazlan. Meida Geneva chala raka shahozi mamon mershus b'aylam. Another example just to mention. There are many people that are called quasi-gazlanim. If I borrow something without permission, shol shalomidas, I'm called a gazlan. Kofar b'pigadon, I deny having your object that I'm supposed to be watched for you. All of those the Gemara says are nechshav gazlan. Why is it nechshav gazlan, not nechshav ganuf? Because he didn't do a maisa there. So it's all about the hefsin mamun being caused. So you could be a gazlan. That's the focus of Gezeila, even though Geneva is more focused on the act. Okay, that is the difference, the little discussion between the differences between Geneva and Gezeila. We'll come back in general to the evilness of the Avera if we have time. But continuing now a little bit more, Shoresh Mitzvah Zu Yadua, the Shoresh of this Mitzvah is known, obviously to keep the society in check, as he mentioned earlier. Dineha Kigon, Tashlume Kefel Vadal Vahey. Paying Kefel is if I'm caught red-handed, then I pay Kefel. Va'arba V'chamisha. And I pay 4 and 5 in a case where it was a Sharonaseh and I shechted or I sold it. Many of the Bali Musar pick up on this. Rashi says, why is it if the seh you only pay 4 and by an ox you pay 5? So Rashi, quoting Chazal, says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chas hamakom hakfoten shel abrius. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rachmanus. Shor sheholech baraglav lo nisbazeh bo haganav lenoso. The ox, you can't put an ox on your back. So obviously, when the guy stole it, he walked with it. See, he wasn't so embarrassed. He's got to pay 5. A sesh, and also a ksefo, the sheep you put on your back when you go out. So it was like really embarrassing. Imagine having a sheep on your back. It doesn't walk so quickly. Mishalim dalid, so you pay a little less. Hol v'nis bazebo. That's the first day. Say the Malei Musar. Rav Sturmbach quotes this in Tam Vadas. He quotes from Simcha Zissel. He says, imagine, we're talking about a ganav here. As he's doing the Avera, he's doing something a little less embarrassing, and therefore we're going to have Rachmanis on him? If that's the case, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so just that even within an Avera, he looks at the details and says, there's a little downside to this Avera, so I'm not going to hold you as responsible. Kol shekein when it comes to mitzvahs. If we do mitzvahs, it's not just about doing the mitzvah. It's about how we do the mitzvah. Not just about getting it done, but all the details involved. Of shem over avera kach shatzar sheishlam b'shas ma'is avera megareya me'onshom basias mitzvah shemida tova meruba alachas kama v'kama u'mishamachik ganas b'min avera v'adover baldo b'torach v'tzar. If I have pain in doing it, so pain in averas cancels out some, but pain doing mitzvahs obviously adds. That's what we learned from the Dalet V'hei of a Shar or a Seh. Okay, let's continue a little more. V'din laharok ha-ganuv haba b'machteres. O l'machor b'gnei vaso. So machteres, that's also quoted in these halachas, and that's also included in this mitzvah. That's the next psukim in the parsha. Im b'machteres yimatzei ha-ganuv v'hukav ha-meis ein lo damim. The Torah tells us that there is a ganuv that is coming into my house, I'm allowed to stand up in self-defense and I'm allowed to kill him. Because I have to assume that he's going to kill me if he is going to be caught. So I'm allowed to kill him in self-defense. Right? This is one of the sources in the Torah of Rodef. of Rodef. If somebody is coming to kill me or going to kill anybody, I'm allowed to kill them in self-defense. If it's clear that he's not coming to kill me, what does that mean? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara that it's a father coming to steal from a son. So then, that he's not allowed to kill, because a father would never kill a son, and therefore the son's not allowed to kill the father in self-defense. But that is also part of this mitzvah of Machteris. Olamachra b'Geneva also. So the halachas of being sold in Geneva. We had that earlier in Mishpatim. If somebody cannot pay back, so he's sold as an Eved Ivri. That Parsha of an Eved Ivri was one mitzvah, but that's included also in the Parsha of the mitzvah of Beth Din dealing with Geneva. V'didi ha-Geneva she'eshbicha b'beis ha-Ganav me'eleho machpas ha-sa. What if the item that was stolen goes up in value, either by itself or because the ganav put some time into it? These are all halachas that are quoted. Skip a couple of lines. V'din ganav nichsei hektish o nichsei goy. What about stealing from Hektish? So this is a big sugya at the beginning of Merubah. Again, the beginning of the seventh parak in Baba Kama. Tosfos there notes, Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Gimel Amin Aleph notes that there are two sources in the Torah. The Gemara quotes two sources to exclude Kefel from stealing Hektish. If I steal from Hektish, obviously I have to pay back what I stole. Maybe I violated Me'ilah, the Isra benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, but that's not a true Geneva. You don't pay Kefel. So Tosfos points out, Samach Gimel Amin Aleph, there are two psukim. Why are there two psukim? Re'ehu is one pasuk. Re'ehu amachrana v'lo hektish. And v'guna mi'beis ha'ish v'lo mi'beis hektish. Why two psukim quoted to exclude hektish from regular laws of Geneva? So various answers given. The Rishash there in Baba Kama suggests maybe to say that you don't pay kefel to the Beis HaMikdash, A, and also you don't pay kefel to the owner that was makdash to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's why you need two psukim, suggests the Rishash. Or others say maybe it depends if the item's not there anymore. If the item's not there, you don't have to pay back double, but even if the item is there, you don't have to pay back double. That's what Rav Zalman suggests. But a second Rav Chaim of the day. Rav Chaim has another suggestion, and that is, add on another question first, before he gives the answer. Later on in the parak, also having to do with our mitzvah. What if a person sells the ox that he stole to Hekshish? Is that called a sale? Is that called a sale for Hilchas Ficha Mechira? Is he Chayav Dala Behei? So again, the Gemara has this on Daf Ayin Vav and Ayin Tes. In one place the Gemara says, it is a Mechira. In another place says, it's not a Mechira. Two plot from each other. Says Reb Chaim, how can the Gemara be so sure itself two plot away from each other? You know what this must mean? And Tosfos already picks up on this. It's Reb Chaim explaining Tosfos. Tosfos says there are two types of Hektish. There's what we call Kedushas Haguf, and what we call Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. If I designate an animal to be given as a carbon, that's Kedushas HaGuf. That's inherent Hektish. This item is going to be used as a carbon. If I give a spoon to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, that is Kedushas HaGuf that has inherent Hektish. That's one type of Hektish. But then there's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, or Kedushas Damim it's called. What if I makdish this table to the Beis HaMikdash? What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with this table? Right, so what are they going to do? They're going to sell it, and they're going to take the money. That's a different type of hektish. That's kedushas damim. The value is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not guf. It's not the inherent item. Says Reb Chaim, those two types of hektish is what's being discussed in whether it's called a mechira or not, because they work differently. By kedushas bedek habayis, you know what I do, says Reb Chaim, and he proves this? I, first and foremost, make this table belong to Hektish. It, dini mamonis, legally belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Once it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, memele, it becomes sanctified. It gets kadosh. Masha Enkein, by Kedushas HaGuf, ironically, the stronger, more intense Kedusha, I myself am Makdish. I sanctify that animal. It's still mine. Legally, it's still mine, but now it has full Kedusha. And therefore, it says Reb Chaim, when I'm Makdish and Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, it really changed ownership. That's called a Mechira for Dalav Vehei. But Kedusha Saguf, it's not called a Mechira. It's still mine. I just added sanctity, but it's still mine, and therefore, one would not be Chayav Dalav Vehei for that. Says Reb Chaim, those are the two psukim. Why do you need two psukim to exclude Kefel for if you steal from Hektish? Because there's two types of Hektish. There's Kedushas HaGuf and there's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. Just one Rambam, which I always like to quote, which Reb Soloveitchik or Reb Chaim, I'm not sure Reb Chaim or the Rav, quoted to prove this idea that there's a difference between Kedushas Bedek HaBayis and Kedushas HaGuf. The Rambam in Hilchos Erechin discusses if it's Kadosh in one regard, could you be Makdash it again? Let's say I makdash this an animal. I want to give the value of this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. It's Bedek HaBayis. Then I want to make a Kedushas HaGuf. Could you add one onto the other? The Rambam says yes in one direction, no in the other direction. If it's Kedushas HaGuf, you can make it Bedek HaBayis. If it's already Bet HaGamayis, you can't make a Kedusha Zaguf. Why not? The Rambam says, Hilchas Erechin Vavches, Ein Adam Makdish Dover She'enu Shelo. You can't be Makdish, something that's not yours. 1 second. They're both hektish. So what do you mean? Why does it only work in one direction, not the other? Says Reb Chaim, it's beautiful. By Bet HaGamayis, that's not yours. So once that's Bet HaGamayis, you can't be Makdish, Kedusha Zaguf. Kedusha Zaguf is still yours. It just has sanctity, and therefore, one would be able to add on another Kedusha. Okay, that's related to stealing Hektish. Weiter. Oh, Nechse Goy, stealing from a Goy. So that is the end of Maseches Baba Kama discusses that. Most Rishonim assume that stealing from a Goy is also Asur D'Oraisa. It's Machlokes, obviously Chil Hashem elements. There are certain differences. Taus, if a Goy, if a non-Jew gives me the wrong change. So that may Ikara Dinam, I'd be able to keep it, even though Kiddush Hashem, I should give it back. But Mikra Din Gneva, according to the most we've shown him, is Aser. Oh, Gonev Avadim Sharas V'Karkos. What about stealing Avadim Sharas and Karka? So the Gemara has a principle of Karka ain't an exelis. Karka cannot be stolen. What about Avadim? Could Avadim, if I steal an Eved? So again, this is a discussion in the beginning of Perek Meruba, and we assume that you do not pay Kefel if one steals and Eved. But it is not so clear. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, and Tosfos says in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara there talks about a Sukkah Gzula. Daf Lamed Aleph. Sukkah, how do you steal a Sukkah? Well, you pick it up and you move it, but a Sukkah is attached to the ground. So Tosfos there says, no, if you could figure out a way to move the Karka, like Sukkah, it'll be called a Sukkah Gzula. Rabbi Kivi Eger asks there, in Sukkah the Flaman Aleph, you're telling me if you have a movable piece of karka, it is subject to Geneva and Gezela? But the Gemara says in Baba Kama that Avadim are not subject to being stolen, and Avadim are compared to karka, and Avadim are movable. So how could it be that one Gemara says, if it's movable, it is subject to Geneva, and if it's not movable, it's not subject to Geneva? So that is a big discussion in the sugya of stealing Avadim, and it is the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger that is asked there. What the answer that many Rachonim give, the Stipler gives, is that there are different elements of a Geneva. There's an Aveira of Geneva, there's a Maisa Geneva, there's a Chi of Tashlumin of a Geneva. So you could say, suggest that the Gemara's are talking about two different things, but feel free to look at that Gilyon HaShas in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Stipler there in Sukkah, and other Achronim that deal with this issue. Okay, but that's related to Avadim Sharas and Karkos. V'hagone b'Shabbos, u'balav Chiv Chilo Shabbos, v'chiv Geneva ke'echod. The Gemara talks about cases of Geneva that is subject to the principle of Kimle b'drabamine. Let's say I'm stealing your wallet. But how do I don't pick up your wallet. If I picked up your wallet in your house, I stole it right there. I picked it up. Let's say I'm just kicking your wallet outside. So I kick your wallet across the threshold of your door. At that second, I stole it. Because now it's out of your rishus. But at that second also, I violated the Isra Hotzah on Shabbos. So that's the halacha of kibbeh b'drabi b'nei. I'm only chayev misa. One can never be chayev misa and mammon for actions at the same moment. So therefore you'd be pater. Because the person's chayev misa. Even if it was shogeg. Even if, let's say, he was only trying to steal, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. Still, one is going to be pater. That's known as the din of Tana de Bechizkia, Sinksubis Laman Hay, and Baba Kama Laman Hay. That even if it's a chayev misa shogegin, one would be pater. But that's what he's referring to here. Continuing, umay zem minachasav magvin bezdin meizu minachasav magvin bezdin mimenu tashlumin. Which property is subject to repayment by bezdin? Vim nimkar b'gnevas shesharchi yudamav kidmei gneva opachos. If a person sold it, doesn't have enough money to pay back. All of these halachos are included in this mitzvah, and it's discussed, as he says, in Baba Kama, in Sanhedrin, Mamatziyah, Ksubis, all the different areas. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch all the way at the end. V'no heges b'zacharim sha'aleim lasos din. This mitzvah applies to men, obviously, because it's bezdin. U'b'chal makom she'ish bezdin smuchin ba'aretz b'chayvan l'shan t'shlumi d'alat v'hei. And if you have a bezdin of smuchin, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he could even judge the knasos elements of Geneva. Without a bezdin of smuchin, all you could do is the karen, all you could do is the principal. And all the other halachas, but the kefel, the double dal behay, which are known as knasos, so that is not judged outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Bezin of Smuchin, and therefore that cannot be done today. V'mein Smuchin, ein lahen koach l'chayev, el l'hachzer k'nevo d'meha, just the Karen. Avo mechiris hagan of atzmo, einen oheges afilu b'smuchin, el b'zman shal yovel noeg. Selling a ganav if he can't pay back, so that is, you need even more than a bezin samach, that you even need when B'nai Yisrael are subject to yovel. Okay, one or two points in the Minchas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch discusses in, let's say, Oz Dalid, well, it came up yesterday. What about if somebody sends a shliach to steal? So again, in Oz Dalid, the Minchas Lenach says, we would apply the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Right? The ganav is who's subject to the, is the one who did the Avera, not me. But then he says, what if the ganav didn't realize? What if the ganav was a shogeg? So do you apply the principle then of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? He didn't know he was doing an Avera. I said, can you go bring me my pencil? And he thought it was your pencil, but it was really the other guy's pencil, and you were stealing it. So Minchas Chinuch says, like some Rishonim, Tosafot discusses this in Kiddushin, Das Harbi Rishonim de Bishogeg Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. By a Shogeg, there would be Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and who would get the Avera? The sender, the Mishaleach, not the Shliach. So that is a major machlokas. What would be the svara? Why would you say shogeg would be mechayiv the mishaleach? He quotes, it's even a machlokas machaber in the Ramah, 2 days in the tour. So that might relate to what is the reason for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera in general. Different reasons given by the Achronim. Some suggest that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is totally why? Because I didn't expect him to do it. I didn't expect him to do it. He's a bar hachi. I didn't expect him to do it. So the focus is on the mishaleach, not thinking that the guy's going to do it. So in this case, therefore, if I know that you don't know about it, you're a shogeg, then I'm going to be chayv. Because I should have expected you to do it. And therefore, it's my fault. If you say a different svara, divrei harav, divrei atalma, divrei mishomin, that's the second svara given in Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, meaning he shouldn't have listened to me, he should have listened to God. So you're right here, it's not his fault, but is that my fault? Not my fault. You might say you're chayiv anyway in this case because there was no way for him to have known about it. But the other third idea that's mentioned in the more in the Achronim, and that is maybe in Shlichus Avera just means Averis aren't given over to be passed through Shlichus. For example, there's another mashal. Could I have you wear tefillin for me today? I'm tired. Can you put on tefillin for me? Obviously not. Why? Because that's a mitzvah shebagufo. That's a mitzvah that I have to do with my body. So it could be that averos also aren't transferable. Averos have to do with a person doing them. If you take that approach, then maybe even if the shliach is shogeg, so then the mishleach still might not get the avera. The shliach not going to get the avera either. He was shogeg. But then also the mishleach might not get the avera. But that is one of the nafkaminas, major nafkaminas in the big sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is right here if the shliach is shogeg. In Oz Yud Beis, we'll stop now, but in Oz Yud Beis, he also talks about an important principle, and that is, what about tfisa? Bizman hazeh. Bezdin is not going to make the guy pay double to me. But can I go grab his money? Am I allowed to do that? Tfisa, that's also a machlokas. Does tfisa, does grabbing the money work bezman hazeh? Relating to the issue of, does the chiyuv knas exist even before Bezdin says a word? Or no? Until Bezdin says, let me get some chuyuv. Right, that's the machlokas we shown him there in Osiyot Beis. Is there any way for me to get my kefil or my dal vehei bizman hazeh? And again, remember, this is only about the mitzvah of Bezdin related to Gnev and Gzela, but the Isurim are quoted later on in the Torah, as Bezrat Hashem, we will get up to. The last point in Oz Lama Gimel, he quotes one of his pet topics, as we like to point out, what if he only sells it with a kinyan derabanan? Does that create an achiyav daraisa of mechira? It's only a kinya, a mechira derabanan. Okay, that's added to the list where he talks about derabanans affecting daraisas. Okay, we'll stop here, and Bezrat Hashem, we will continue.